Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, as we get older, do we finally accept our bodies? Well, a study conducted by Body Image shows that 60 is the magic number for when men and women are happiest with their bodies. What do you make of that? Well, researchers from Australia and New Zealand asked over 15,000 people aged between 18 and 94 to rate how happy they were with their body image between 2010 and 2015. Well, joining with me now to discuss this further is psychotherapist and author Stella O'Malley. And Stella, thank you very much for joining us this evening. I have to say, I was taken aback at this initially, and then I sat back and I thought, well, maybe it makes sense, you know, that it would take until the age of 60 for us to be happy with our bodies. Why do you think that is? Does it make sense to you?
It makes sense to me, but it's quite sad in its own way because, you know, we don't look our best when we're 60, but we've come around to it and we are most accepting of ourselves. And that's the kind of human condition that even not only are we happier with our bodies, but we're also happier as we get older. And it's like we get perspective and we learn the kind of truths of you've only got what you've got, learn to live with it, you'll be happier if you can bring about some self-acceptance. And we really are happier. It's kind of shocking to think of, like, 19-year-olds are the most unhappy.
That's what this study has found.
Yeah, the study found that from 19 years on of age onwards, that there was basically you became happier with your body every 5 years from then on. Now, there was a couple of dips when you're in your late 20s and late 30s. Some women kind of slipped down and became unhappy with their body, and I can imagine that's the aging process. But ultimately, we're at our happiest with our body and our body image at 60.
Yeah, because, you know, you hear often about how, you know, they're in their prime, or I'm in my prime, or when I was in my prime. Yeah. And your prime generally is not regarded as being 60. So then is this about, I don't know, is this about romance? Do you think that, you know, when you're more in the mind for romance, and I don't mean to be saying that people in their 60s maybe aren't in the mind for romance, but when you're looking for new relationships, that you're more conscious of your body and more likely to criticise your body? Do you think that's part of it? Or what is it that causes this?
Yeah, it could be that, but I actually don't think it is. If you look at the same studies on happiness...
I'll stop my amateur psychology right now then. Thanks.
I do. Well done. Good stab at it. And I might be wrong, but I kind of think acceptance is a major factor of happiness. And this is about accepting. It's not that we think we're gorgeous, but that we're happiest with our body. As in, sure, it's as good as it can be. Sure, it's good enough. Sure, we'll do. And we won't focus on it. There's a sense of perspective that comes in. As we age, the time, the kind of the concept of time becomes more intense. And so you realise there's no point in fretting about, you know, my lopsided eyebrow or my ear is too, one ear is bigger than the other, some random things like that. You kind of get perspective, you get wisdom with age. Mm. And so you learn to just think it's fine and move on.
You know, there's a lot of body positive movements around at the moment in, you know, various fashion campaigns and some stores, yeah, like women's stores and things like that, about accepting the way you are and showing women, like real women, looking the way they are. Do you think that will help? Could that change this, do you think, in years to come?
I really hope it does. I really hope that we start to learn. When you read something as startling as that, that all these beautiful, because let's face it, most women in their 20s are beautiful. They really are. Mm, mm. And they're riddled with self-doubt about their image, and they don't think they're good looking. And they're going to look back on their photos and think, oh my God, I was so hard on myself, and actually I was lovely. Because that's what most women do. When you look back when you're 50 and you look at your photos at 20, you think, actually, I was gorgeous and I missed it and I forgot to enjoy it. And I think that gives you that kind of, oh my God, I better start appreciating what I am now. But the body positive movements are brilliant. They're a great way of kind of bringing in a bit of psychology, a bit of self-acceptance into where we're at, and maybe you should start accepting your body.
But then, of course, on the flip side of them, you have things like Love Island, where you're just being bombarded with images of young women who have changed their bodies, you know, and quite clearly have changed their bodies. And, you know, there's absolutely nothing wrong with them making that decision, but most of them appear to have done it. So there's a certain message coming from that as well, is there?
Yeah, it really does feel that the body positive movements have come as a response to an extraordinary pressure on young people that has but never been so intense, to look a certain way, to look a certain shape. Even the lips, like these days, I don't know, I was watching some film and every time there was an ad, it was all these women with massive lips. It's just like this body shape has changed so much because of cosmetic surgery that it's unattainable, and it feels pressurizing. The constant emphasis on our looks on social media is pretty relentless, and it gets in on you. It just gets in on you.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us this evening, psychotherapist and author Stella O'Malley. And you can let us know what you think to 51551. When were you happiest with your own body image? Is it perhaps right now?